Good morning, beloveds. We are reading Psalm 82. It's a beautiful psalm where God is speaking and he's saying to mankind, you are sons. You see your father is always or everything. He's the father of everything, actually, all creation. And but here he says, you will die like mere men and fall like princes, because what is happening is not in line with you. Got to come into the full potential of being a son of the living God, you've got to agree with your father. And if you don't agree, how can two walk together unless they agree? So what we are looking at here in the psalm, we are seeing things that are lacking in the sons that are causing them to miss out on their inheritance and their destiny and the love of God. And yesterday we saw when we show partiality, and just as Psalm 73 says in that, and you make the rich and the one that looks so good outside of God, you are not believing what he believes. You need to get into his word, like Psalm 73, and see they're actually on slippery places. But if you have looked to the Lord, called on the Lord, are saved and are in the kingdom and living in fellowship with him, because what opened this Asaph's eyes here to this reality is when he went into the council of the Lord. He went to speak to the Lord. He went to reason with the Lord. He went to inquire by the Lord. Then he saw they're on slippery places. So it's about putting God first. If you put God first, everything else will come together. And here this morning we can just see here verse 3.
Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute.
They're beautiful. There we can just see there. When our hearts are right with God, you're gonna have his heart, and his heart is for those that realize they need help, who realize they are weak and needy, who realize they short of the glory, because in Adam we short of the glory, and it's only in Jesus that we have the glory, we have the splendor. And as we saw there, once we born again, we might not have come from noble birth and people wrote us off, but God doesn't write us off. And just as the scripture we sent yesterday morning, you saw there that our boast needs to be in the Lord. Let him who boasts in this, that he knows and understands me, says the Lord. And so boast is also the word to shine. But you can't shine if you don't, and you can't boast if you don't know him and you're not drawing close to him. So we see the most important thing of being a son and staying in tune is drawing close to the Lord, as we are doing this morning, and walking according to his commandments, what he tells us. Jesus says it so nice, my Father is with me, and what I say is I hear from him, and what I do I see he tells me to do it. So and I know his commandments are eternal life. So whatever God is saying is there to keep us in his measure of life. And so this morning, I just think of Isaiah 32, where it says a king will reign in righteousness, and that's prophetic, but it's happening. Jesus is now ruling till all darkness is crushed under his feet. And then he goes on to say, and sons will rule with justice. Princes will rule with justice. That's us that has looked to the Lord, in the Lord and with the Lord. And then he says, they will be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Isn't that so beautiful? That's what Jesus was when he was here in the body, in the flesh. Now Jesus is in us, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, and therefore we are called now to walk in his footsteps and be the lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So Isaiah 58, If I got it right, I think, yeah, Isaiah 58. I'll look it up and just make sure. There it talks about, that it's not about eating and drinking and fasting and hiding away from mankind. He actually says the fast that we need is to give our lives, give up our bodies as living sacrifices, Romans 12, and in tune with the Lord's leading, help the destitute, the broken, and the needy. So it's all about staying in tune with God, and we will, and staying in tune with God, you will have a heart to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, and care for the needy. Yes, it is Isaiah 58, and you can read from verse 6. Is this a fast that I choose? Is not this the fast that I choose to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of
Yuck.
the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, to give the homeless poor into your house? Then you will see, and when you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. And then he goes on to say, and the beautiful blessings that will follow. And so we also got Matthew 25 that says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was in prison, you came to visit me. And then he speaks about the needy and the broken here in the world. And then he says that that's our job, that's what we call to do. If the glory of if we are in the house and in the fellowship of the Father, we should have a heart for the broken and the destitute. Amen. So be blessed as you make with I know these things are part of your life, but just be encouraged to know that you're on track, developing on schedule. God loves you guys. Love you. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Amen.